Thanks for the listen. This is Marlins Rewind. With a home win under its belt, Miami looked to lefty Adam Conley to make it two in a row. For game 2 of 4 against the Nats this week, Glenn Geffner.
Well, this is a heck of a pitcher's duel, heck of a ball game for 6 innings. And then in the blink of an eye, in the span of a couple of swings, suddenly it wasn't anymore. Nationals win at 7-0. Steven Strasburg with 8 terrific innings tonight. Adam Conley with 6 terrific innings tonight. This game was scoreless all the way into the 7th. Conley was rolling through 6. He'd given up 4 hits. He had struck out 8 in the ball game. But in the 7th, after he got the first out, Daniel Murphy in a fly ball to center, he went after Jason Wirth. But Conley struck out Harper, and he got Zimmerman to ground out. He worked around a leadoff double by Murphy in the 2nd inning. There's a ball ripped out toward the gap in left center field. Nobody's going to catch this one. It is gone into the home run sculpture. Jason Wirth with his 200th career homer. It's his 2nd of this season. And finally, somebody's on the board. 1-0 Washington in the 7th. On the 89th Conley pitch of the night, the Nats had a 1-0 lead. And on his 90th pitch of the night, they extended their lead. Compliments of Wilson Ramos. Hitless against Marlins pitching this year in 14 at-bats. Hitting .500, 14 for 28 against everybody else. He hits a high fly ball, same direction. Yelich back onto the warning track, and he can't get it. It's a home run. Just to the left where Wirth's ball exited on consecutive pitches. Wirth and Ramos go deep, and it's 2-0 Washington. Danny Espinosa fouled out for the 2nd out of the inning, but then Conley allowed a base hit to the pitcher Strasburg, who went 2 for 3 tonight on top of everything he did on the mound. And then a double to Michael Taylor. And that put runners at 2nd and 3rd and ended Conley's night after 6 2/3 innings and a total of 95 pitches. Nick Whitgren came on to make his major league debut, came in a tough spot. 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs to face Anthony Rendon. Whitgren brought up from AAA New Orleans today with Edwin Jackson going on the disabled list with a tricep strain. And after falling behind Rendon, Whitgren on a 3-2 pitch walked the Washington third baseman, so the bases were loaded. That would bring Bryce Harper to the plate, would bring the lefty Chris Narveson into the ball game. Narveson trying to keep the game where it was at 2-0. Here we go, the 2-1 pitch with the bases loaded, and Harper drives one deep right center. Stanton at the wall leaps up, and it's a grand slam. 3 home runs in the inning, and it's 6-0 Washington. But the Nats weren't done. They had gone back-to-back once in the inning already, Wirth and Ramos. Could they do it again with Harper and Zimmerman? 2-1 to Zimmerman is toward the gap right center. Back Ozuna, back Stanton, and that ball, I believe, is gone. They haven't signaled yet. I think it's a home run. Now we'll get the signal. It is a home run. It's a new Marlins Park home run. Hit over the Ford side, hit the black back wall, came back onto the field of play. The 4th Nats home run of the inning. Zimmerman connects for the first time this year. Make it 7-0 Nationals. Yeah, 4 home run inning. It had never been done against the Marlins. It had never been done by the Nationals since they moved from Montreal to Washington in 2005. And that is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Daniel Murphy flew out to left field to end the 7th inning. So Murphy makes the 1st and last out in that 7th inning. But in between, the Nationals score 7 runs on 6 hits, 4 of them home runs. Solo shots on consecutive pitches from Wirth and Ramos. The Harper grand slam. And then the next man, Ryan Zimmerman, went deep. Nats had a 7-0 lead through 7. Adam Conley, final line, 6 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs. Walked 1, struck out 8. A couple of homers. Threw a wild pitch. 95 pitches, 64 strikes. Nick Whitgren walked the only batter he faced. He allowed a run. And then it was Chris Narveson the rest of the way for the Marlins. And it wasn't quite Steven Strasburg the rest of the way for the Nationals, but he retired the side 1-2-3 in the bottom of the 7th, set down the side in order again in the 8th inning, and he was done at that point after 105 pitches, 75 strikes. Strasburg retires the last 8 Marlins in succession. He set down 14 of the final 15 batters he faced tonight. He works 8 innings of 3-hit shutout ball. He walked 2, struck out 10. 22nd career double-digit strikeout game for Strasburg, his 4th against the Marlins. And when Sean Kelly worked around a couple of hits to pitch a scoreless 9th inning, the Nationals had themselves a 7-0 victory. For Washington, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base, For Miami, no runs, five hits, no errors. The Marlins leave six. Strasburg, the winner, improves to 3-0 with a 1.25 ERA through three starts. He's beaten the Braves twice and now the Marlins once. Adam Conley, who was so good through the first six and the third, saw it all fall apart in the seventh. He's the losing pitcher, 0-1. Time of the game was 2 hours, 38 minutes, and 16,529 were here to see it. The Nationals with the victory are 10-3, and they continue to lead the National League East. Marlins with the loss dropped to 4-8. Back to 5.5 behind those first-place Nats.
Here's Adam Conley talking after the game. Very self-aware, but talking about his process on the mound Tuesday night.
The idea for me is that I throw pitches out of the strike zone as much as I can and make them swing. So if you look at the numbers to decide that, then, yeah, I mean, that's encouraging. But I'm really trying to look at the process of the pitching. And for me, my process was really good up until I took a breath there in the seventh. And I really, admittedly, I felt like that I feel like zeros were just going to keep coming.
Washington certainly showed what it's capable of. Still, both teams with one win this week. The Marlins and Nationals play again tonight at 7:10. Join us for Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico, at 6:40 this evening. Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Catch every Marlins game on the Marlins Radio Network with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner. Also, recap every game just like this with Marlins Rewind each morning 162 times. It's always there by the time you wake up. Hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcasts.